The US President Donald Trump has met with a Russian foreign minister at the White House the day after he'd fired the FBI chief James Comey, who was investigating possible collusion between the Trump campaign operatives and the Kremlin. Donald Trump has defended the sacking of the FBI chief overnight. He's taken to Twitter to say that James Comey had lost the confidence of Democrats and Republicans alike. But that hasn't stopped a firestorm of protest in Washington, with politicians from both sides of Congress now calling for an independent body or the appointment of a special prosecutor to continue that investigation.
We know the FBI has been looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. Were these investigations getting too close to home for the president? So what happens now? Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein sat in the Judiciary Committee and promised to appoint a special prosecutor at the appropriate time. That time is right now.
That's the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Charles Schumer, calling for an investigation into possible links between the Trump administration and Russia. Glenn Carl is a US national security expert. He's a 23-year veteran of the CIA and a former security chief with the US National Intelligence Council. He joins us from Boston today. Glenn Carl, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Donald Trump has said overnight that James Comey just simply wasn't doing a good job, had nothing to do with an FBI investigation into possible collusion between his election campaign and Russia. What do you make of the abruptness and timing of the dismissal of the FBI chief?
Well, gosh, you know, my father used to say that if you find the stable boy in the hayloft with your daughter, it's unlikely to be the first time. Just statistically, it's not likely. So in this instance, we've sort of found the stable boy in the hayloft. It's obvious, it's overwhelmingly clear that he fired Comey because Comey was doing his job and was not controllable. And we now have a situation, literally, where every official responsible for an investigation of some sort into any ties of the Russian intelligence service with the Trump entourage and Trump campaign is now directly responsible to, appointed by, Donald Trump, which, you know, makes him judge, jury, and of course there won't be a hangman in this instance. So it's an outrageous thing, and it is a grave crisis for the United States. I have said many times, and unfortunately, I'll have to repeat it, that the United States is confronting the gravest crisis to its institutions since 1861. That's 150 years since our Civil War. It's really, really a big deal.
What about a grave crisis with more recent comparisons? Some commentators have been using the phrase Nixonian to describe the sacking. Yeah. Is that a fair comparison?
Well, it is a fair comparison. And of course, the Watergate crisis of President Nixon that forced him from office and involved criminal activity directed by President Nixon from the Oval Office was a terrible crisis in American history. However, the Watergate crisis was, as it has been called, a third-rate burglary. It did not involve activities of a hostile intelligence service reaching quite possibly into the Oval Office. And we know into the American election and it appears into the campaign of one of the two principal parties, and in this instance, the one that won. So this is a dramatically worse situation than Watergate even.
So Glenn, let's go to what people are saying about it. Donald Trump himself has defended this decision overnight. He said in a flurry of tweets, Democrats and Republicans will be thanking me for this action because Comey, he wasn't doing a good job. Very simply, he was not doing a good job. And that is a reference, I suppose, to the memo from the Deputy Attorney General, I think is the correct title, Rosenstein, whose memo, three-page memo, is apparently what triggered the president to sack James Comey. And that was a memo in which the Attorney General Department was critical of James Comey's handling of last year's investigations into Hillary Clinton's email practices. Does this add up?
Well, well, does it add up? It only adds up if one is a third grader trying to do advanced calculus. I mean, this
well, except that, both sides last year at different points were critical of James Comey's handling of the Clinton email saga. You know, first off, it was the Republicans critical for him finding no cause for criminal action. And then it was the Democrats, of course, critical of him for releasing that letter in the last days of the campaign.
Well, it's true. Comey has a lot that is on his plate and that will be his legacy of controversy and probably errors involving himself, even if inadvertent, unintentionally, in the political process. That is true. But that is not the issue at hand. The letter that you cite came from someone who's been in office only for 2 weeks, who's not had any time really to conduct a review. Trump's reaction is 180 degrees the opposite of what he has been crowing about with regard to Comey up until he needs a pretext to fire the fellow. And he had no problem at all. In fact, he praised Comey for the actions that he now claims to fire him for. So all of this just is a lot of smoke to obscure the fact that there is a series of investigations that have revealed a large number of ties that have, by numerous reports, caused Donald Trump to, quote, rage, unquote, in the Oval Office that he can't get out from under the scrutiny of his associations with Russia.
So where to now, then, Glenn Carl? I mean, is he likely to get out from under it by simply sacking the FBI director? He'll have to appoint a new one, that's one thing. But it's prompted calls from the Democrats for a special prosecutor, some kind of independent commission, to be set up into looking into the Russian issue. Can the president head that off? Can he just simply ignore those calls?
Well, he'll only appoint someone who answers to him, and the leader of the majority, the Republican leader in the Senate, which is the critical individual and body in this case, has already said that he sees no need for a special prosecutor. So unless the Republicans want one, there won't be one. And the Republicans have almost to a person continued to carry the water and protect the back of the man that is in the Oval Office.
Okay.
He can provide them with lower taxes and the things that they want to achieve.
Well, we're all watching to see how this plays out. Glenn Carl, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Glenn Carl is a U.S. national security expert, a 23-year CIA veteran, and a former deputy intelligence officer with the National Intelligence Council.